The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, this is the place to come where when you're having money problems, when you're having personality problems, when you're having personnel problems, that, that's kind of what I help people do, sort of see alternatives to the dilemma that they're in. Because our lives are never going to be completely without a certain amount of Sturm und Drang, right? It's the idea that you're going to be happy every day of your life, and you're going to have the same level of happiness every day of your life. First of all, you'd be bored to tears, don't you think? If every day, if you're eating steak every day, then all of a sudden a Big Mac looks pretty delicious, even though a Big Mac is not delicious, but it's something different. And as human beings, as a species, I think we crave some kind of a bit of at least some variation. And there's certainly people that are more risk aversive than others. I mean, I know people who have the same breakfast every day and go to the same place for vacations and go to take the same path to work every day. But even those people usually do something. I mean, they'll, on their birthday, they'll wear a red tie, or they'll do something to not only surprise themselves, or not only the people around them, but themselves, or not only themselves, but the people around them, that just sort of, and we call it letting your hair down, or taking a walk on the wild side, or taking a risk, or coming out of the closet. I mean, there are all sorts of expressions that say, okay, it's that doing the same thing over and over again, even if it's relatively positive, or even if it's, we can take the word relatively out, if it's positive, there needs to be a bit of variation. Can you do better? Can you work harder? Can you run faster? So to challenge ourselves, I think as human beings, that we do need occasional challenges. If not, and there's some people who need more than occasional challenges, that they are really people who have a hard time settling on their laurels, and those are the people you have to encourage to maybe stop and smell the roses and enjoy and stay in the moment for. But and the world very quickly, as you know, divides into those two camps. Like one of my friends said in college, people, the world divides into two categories, Joy and everybody else. Because I was always saying, well, there are two categories here. And, of course, I start with two and then usually end up with three. So what can I tell you? All right, 855-993-7569. Given the fact that we were talking about NSA and data collection and breaking into people's emails and stuff like that, I thought we would talk about, and that we actually put this up, I think, on tax day, because the idea is that your tax dollars are really paying for the government. Okay, lobbyists aside, in theory, they're buying the government. They're not paying for the government. They're paying the government. They're not paying for the government. Although I guess they expect something in return, the vote. Don't get me started on that. All right, so I thought we asked the question, what organizations do you feel are the most defective? I think we might have also put up effective as well, but it doesn't look like we did, so maybe we didn't, and have overstepped their boundaries. So, Jacob, do you have any nominations for organizations that really need to be slapped to the curb?
Yeah. I mean, the military-industrial complex.
Well, that's not an organization. That's one of the things that Eisenhower said, beware, that he could see all of this coming in from a unique vantage point, and that he was in the military, and he could see that those coalitions were forming, and they were not forming for the benefit of the country. They were forming for the benefit of the stockholders and the bottom line of, gee, if we put together a more expensive fighter plane, and we sell the government on it, it doesn't actually have to work, and then when it doesn't work, we can put more money in and say, why doesn't it work, and that this could be an endless kind of cycle.
Mm-hmm.
So he, but I'm not sure the military industrial complex, I mean, you could say the military, But the industrial complex, in theory, is usually, I mean, that's the whole point about the industrial complex, is that private industry that milks the military, which is not private.
Yep.
We don't have private armies, which most people feel has been a saving grace of this country.
Well, it's hard to boil it down, I guess, to a single organization.
Well, you can pick more than one, I suppose, if you want to. But you're saying that the military, I mean, one of the problems is, and the word has become very hip in the last couple of years, of transparency, and under the guise of national secrecy, that a lot of things are hidden that have nothing to do with national security. They have to do with somebody covering their cute little butt.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, the Panama Papers, the world's dirty laundry becomes searchable. That's a news story today.
Right.
That Obama is supposed to decide, I think in the next month, whether to release the classified papers from September 11th.
Mm.
I didn't even know there were classified papers from September 11th. And the whole idea just makes my stomach hurt.
Yep.
Why would anything like that be classified? And I think we're probably going to find out. And I think we can probably surmise. And it gets you back very quickly, Jacob, to the military-industrial complex.
Yeah.
And the whole notion that wars are profitable.
Yeah.
And as I said, you know, that documentary that said, it's called Shadow World. And I'd have him on the program, except there's really no solution in the whole or that I know of, other than making it apparent. But we know about lobbyists, and we're still not able to get campaign reform in. We're not able to change it. So knowing about it is necessary, but it's not sufficient.
Right.
Because what he's saying, a statistic which I suspect I will take to my grave with me, is that during World War I, and I think you did the math on this, that there were something like 35 or 37 millionaires that came out of World War I that were not millionaires going in.
Oh, my God.
And $1 million for that period of time, it was from, 1913 to 1917, that $1 million then was worth about $18 million.
Mm.
So, I mean, that's a huge amount of money to make off people dying.
Yeah.
And there are certainly legitimate industries, for example, if you make khaki cloth and the army, you're calling up a whole lot of men to serve.
Right.
That seems to be one thing, although it would seem to me you lower the prices, not raise the prices. But there, I mean, it's, and they said it's shadowed, that people hid the profits because they didn't want to be known as war profiteers. And that's only in the United States, I should mention. That has nothing to do with the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's look at what other people think. I'm really interested about defective organizations or ones that have overstepped their boundaries. And I suppose we could also say Congress, but...
Yeah.
I mean, this last 8 years have been frustrating as far as I'm concerned about looking at the people who are supposed to be literally public servants and understanding that they're not.
Yep.
That it's become so partisan and so oppositional that if someone said, gee, I think the sun will rise tomorrow, someone would pass a resolution that said that they were lying and hadn't done their homework. If it was the other party. Okay, let's hear what people think.
Coming in first is Ruth, and she says the U.S. government.
The entire government.
Yep.
No more specific than that, huh?
No, in which Chandra chimes in with, haha, bingo.
Well, it's hard to solve a problem until you get specific about it. I'm not sure that that's very specific. Heartfelt, passionate, frustrated, but I'm not sure it's specific. All right, what else?
Okay, Amy says, lawmakers in the schools, teachers are not given the professional respect to make their own decisions. Lawmakers have no idea what is a realistic expectation for each individual class. My expectations as a teacher need to adjust year to year depending on my students' needs and strengths.
You know, it's a really interesting point. I was trying to remember who I was talking to about it. I guess at this breakfast we were talking about education in general and school budgets. And I said that the statistics were that about 65% of school budgets never get anywhere near the classroom. They're not teachers, they're not supplies, they're not capital, they're administrative costs. So it's a real problem. and the ratio of administrative costs to teachers is horrifying in a lot of states, several of them being like across the Hudson for me. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
You've woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you. Guess what? The trail goes even deeper. When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy than you've ever been before. Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. toolsforfreedom.com.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hello, how are you doing
today? I'm doing good, John. What's on your mind?
Having a problem hearing you on the phone, sorry.
Can you hear okay now, John?
Yes.
Okay, you can't hear me on the radio. Do you have your radio off?
Yeah, the radio's off.
Okay, then we should be okay. What's on your mind?
I'm going through some marriage problems right now, and my wife had informed me after 12 years that she didn't love me anymore, and she didn't want to be married anymore. Situation is that she's kind of changed. I've done a lot of things in the past that were not bad. I mean, I'm not an abusive husband.
Look, what are her, how old are you, John?
I'm 42.
And how old is she?
37.
And how long you've actually been married?
12 years.
Kids?
And
do you have children together? John, do you have children together?
Yes, we do. We have two children, two daughters, 12 and 5.
Okay. Was she pregnant when you got married?
Actually, she was. I met my wife when she was actually 5 months pregnant. Not my child. I adopted my younger daughter.
Okay. So she had just, how long had she been away from the guy who impregnated
What's
her?
What's that?
How long had she been away from the guy who impregnated her?
She was gone probably, I had met her when she was 5 months pregnant, so she was gone from him for probably about 6 months, I assume.
No, probably had to be 5 months. Hard to do
yeah.
that impregnation thing long distance.
Oh, yeah, you know.
Okay. All right, so she's, your wife is saying she doesn't want to be married to you anymore?
Right.
And what are the reasons she's giving?
Just because of the, she's waited 10 years for me to change, to grow up.
But what are her specific complaints? When she says grow up, what does she think
well,
you're doing?
Well, I've had an job instability problem. I've always worked, but I've never really known what I've wanted to do. I've always been the one to be with the children. We had an agreement that, you know, she made more money than me.
Right.
I would work nights, she would work days. And now it's gotten to a point now where I'm being blamed for everything. I know I accepted my faults. And
John, don't go off the abstractions on me because it doesn't tell me anything. So at this moment, do you have a job?
Yes, I do. I have a very good job now.
Okay. What do you do?
I work as a merchandiser.
Okay. Do you work days or nights?
I work days. I'm home every night now with my family.
Okay. So how long have you had this job?
I've had this job now for about 4 months. Very steady job, very good career.
All right, how long are the two of you together at this moment or apart at this moment?
No, we're still living together.
All right, so presumably the issue about your job, being immature about getting your job, is no longer an issue, right?
Exactly.
Okay,
yes.
So that's off the table. What are the other things she's unhappy about?
Just with she says my temper. I have, you know, I've not been happy for many years, so I kind of lash out. I kind of complain a lot. That's really about it.
All right. Well, temper, that's whining. Do you complain? The temper,
yes,
temper tends to be anger.
Yes.
All right. Have you ever hit her?
No, never.
Okay.
I don't hit my children. I discipline
okay.
my children when needed, but that's it.
So when she says, so you complain a lot. Tell me what the question is.
Well, the question is, she's gone through a weight loss issue. She's lost 50 pounds of weight. Her self-esteem was one from one level to the other.
Okay.
And I feel that's a major factor.
Okay, but I still need a question from you.
I'm just wondering if it's she wants me to stay living with her, even though she wants to be separated. And I'm just
what does that
if
mean?
Healthy for me?
No, of course not. Why would you do that?
No, what, exactly.
What's in that for you? You get to be the unpaid babysitter. So she want to date other people?
No, she says she doesn't want to date anybody. She just does not want to be married anymore.
Well, she wants you. So the two of you are to live together. What is roommates?
That's pretty much what it sounds.
Why would you do that?
No, I don't want to do it.
Okay.
But I don't want to lose my wife. I love her dearly.
Well, but my dear, at this moment, listen, John. Look, I think the deal is not should you accept her deal, because the answer is unquestionably no. I think if I were you at this moment, I would probably separate from her. And I know that's making your stomach hurt, and I'll tell you why. I would say to her exactly what you said to me. I love you dearly. I think that my getting a job that I really like, that, you know, has been a major step forward, I think you look better than you've ever looked before. I want our marriage to work. But I'm not willing to sit here and be the eunuch babysitter. So
right.
I think if you don't want to be married to me anymore, either you should move out, and I think that's probably preferable, and or that the two of us should try a trial separation and stay completely away from each other. We should take care of the kids, and maybe if the kids are, you know, 12 and 5, that both of us you know, that we get another apartment and that we move, you know, that one of us spend a week on, in that other apartment and a week here, we leave the kids here, but not see each other, because I want you, I love you, I want this marriage to work. I'm not willing to sit here and be angry and frustrated and watch the kids while you date somebody else.
Right.
But I think, you know, give her a chance to miss you. I think there's no reason. If you stick around, you're going to get so angry and feel so used that even if she changes her mind, I think you're going to have a hard time with it. I think I'd say, I'd take a risk while there's still something left to win, which is to see if you can't win her back. But I certainly wouldn't accept that deal. That's ridiculous. Anthony, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy Brown. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Dr. Joy Brown, this is a follow-up to a recent show you had earlier this week.
Okay.
And my family, who are parents and friends of mine who are parents, would like to thank you so much for your advice you gave on the corporal punishment issue you spoke on.
I remember you calling up and saying, well, you know, my dad smacked the daylights out of me. Why shouldn't I smack kids? And
yes.
We talked about it.
Yes, well, we want to say thank you. We're now having alternative forms of correction for the kids.
Well, yay you, Anthony. You've become the St. Anthony of the corporal punishment set, huh?
Right. We no longer, you know, refer to spankings or anything.
Yeah.
So we hope this will work out fine. And we just wanted to say thank you for your advice.
Well, thank you. Thank you for calling. Because I know when you called, the deal was that you were, you know, you were really sort of, I think, legitimately and honestly and clearly, sincerely looking for an alternative to spanking kids and not really seeing one. So thank you for calling, and certainly thank you for calling me back, Anthony.
Okay, hopefully other people will weigh in with their concerns on this issue with you.
I hope so. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Yeah, the idea is not necessarily to call the program to venerate me or necessarily even to agree with me, but to discuss things. Yeah, and I'm really impressed that Anthony would not only listen, but would actually call me back, which is really terrific, number one. And in the discussion about money, you know, I basically cost her, what was it, I don't know, $250 or $300 a month, and she was... But the point is to not lose sight of the goal, all right? When, especially in relationships, what you have to say is, do I want to stay or do I want to go? And if you want to go, then any particular issue doesn't make any difference. Just leave. You don't have to inflict damage on each other. If you want to stay, then the question is, how do I negotiate this so that both of us feel okay about it? Because martyrdom only looks good on vellum. It is not workable. It's not viable as a lifestyle. So the issue is, do I want to go or do I want to stay? And as I said, when I was listening to the lecture about energy and water, that be careful about... The focus on the small is always easy. The focus on the large, and you have to do both. But make sure that the small decisions aren't you're winning war, you're winning battles and losing wars. All right? I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the field and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. I still have time to take your phone call if you need to call. Call as soon as possible as opposed to the last 3 seconds. We were talking about government agencies that we think are defective. And you guys are saying, oh, it's the entire system. It all sucks. But I think the issue about teachers and flexibility in the classroom is a very well-taken one. And as I said, I've been aware for several years about how much of the school budget goes to administrative costs and administrators rather than classrooms and teachers and supplies. So, and that, it's a real problem. And there are all sorts of issues like that. Like if you look at the budget for the police department, a huge proportion goes to pensions of people who are not working. And there's got to be, and look, as the population gets older, pensions are important, and paying people for service is an important issue. And I personally am not in favor of cutting veterans, making veterans pay even minimal amounts for health insurance, certainly while they're active. There's things that are fair and things that are outrageous, and there somehow has to be a better way of sort of being aware of things. And as we pointed out, the United States does not rank very high in terms of freedom of the press in terms of whistleblowers. That, as you know, whistleblowers tend to be prosecuted in this country. And so how do we know what's really going on? And in a free society, especially a democracy, you really need to know. So the more specific your complaint, I think the more effective you're going to be able to be in at least bringing some attention to it. All right, so let's hear what else we got.
All righty. Debbie says Planned Parenthood.
What is her complaint?
I'm not sure. That's all she's got for
okay.
us.
Okay, my guess is that it's the issue about stem cells. And as I said, the issue about stem cells is enormously emotional, and I'm not sure it's complicated, but it is emotional, in that stem cells are by far and away the most useful in terms of treating disease, no question. There are three other kinds, which are human, placental, and embryonic, all of which have some effectiveness, but are not nearly as effective as the undifferentiated cells, which are fetal cells. So, and they come from one source, which is abortions. Most of them are not American abortions. They're most of the fetal cells that are, or the stem cells that are available, are from Georgia, from Russia, the Ukraine. Then they are processed in Germany, and they're not available in the United States. If you want stem cells, you have to go outside the country. And I know several people who have. I know personally a couple people who have, and then there's this huge documentary about it. And one of the controversies about Planned Parenthood has been controversial since its inception, literally. Not conception, inception. In that they talk about birth control, which was illegal in many states up until fairly recent history, number one. So they talk about birth control, contraceptives, and abortion. And of those three, that certainly abortion is, and should be, legitimately, the most controversial. And so the question is, was Planned Parenthood, and one of the things that turns out, which I did not know, is if a woman decides to have an abortion, she can opt to donate the stem cells, which I did not know. And that may be, and so, and the stem cells are then processed and somehow they're sold. And I don't understand. I just got an email from the publicist for God Cells, which I thought was a fascinating documentary. And she said, would you like to interview the guy? And I said, I got to do some more research on this, because there's a whole lot of missing information that's not a part of the documentary. And I want to, before we talk about it and before I give my, it's not even seal of approval, because it's not that I approve or disapprove, but before I'm willing to help publicize something, I need to know what it is that I'm publicizing. So my guess is that's the issue about Planned Parenthood right now. But some of the statements about Planned Parenthood are legitimate and some are not. So it's like everything else. You got to figure out who's asking the question and who's giving the answer and what their affiliation is. And there's some, the thing about tobacco, which we did last year, is that a number of the talking heads, the so-called experts, weren't experts at all. They were people that were hired by the tobacco industry. And if you check out their credentials, highly questionable. So, I mean, part of it is, you know, we've gotten in the habit, it's kind of like the beginning of the program, we were talking about slide rules and the fact that you actually, a slide rule taught you how to think. A calculator doesn't give you anything but an answer, and you can't even tell if the answer is right. It's like your GPS, right? If your GPS is wrong, you're up a creek because you've got no map, all right? We need to hang on to maps, and that's a metaphor, folks. We need to make sure that we have raw information that we can digest, that we can evaluate. I've told this story, took a car service home a couple weeks ago because it was raining and I didn't feel well. And I said, take a right here. And he said, no, the GPS is left. And I said, take the right. This is where I live. I know how to get there. And he was perfectly willing. Now, if I didn't know where I was going, we would have gotten lost. And he wasn't doing it out of malice. He was doing it because the thing that he counted on told him something. The fact is, it was wrong. We need to make sure that, you know, we're citizens. We vote. We have our voices are heard. Make sure you know what you're talking about. Do the research. Don't just accept what someone says. Don't accept including me. I mean, it's perfectly okay to check out my credentials. I happen to be credentialed, which isn't a bad thing. But, I mean, go and if someone says, well, this is what does this, ask what the data is. Ask to see the raw data or look for the research. Ask who's paying for the research. Don't just accept that somebody says it's true and therefore you're going to accept it's true. So we're talking about defective organizations. We also have to make sure we're not defective citizens, all right? Because that's a way of being a defective citizen. Someone says it's true, I buy it. Or I like this person, so they must be telling the truth. Don't do that. You don't have to assume they're lying, but just ask to see the data and ask to see who's supporting the research, okay? Keep going.
All right.
That was a lecture.
That's good. Allison says, the Gates Foundation should have stayed out of public education, in my opinion.
Why?
It's a good question.
Do we know why?
We do not know why.
I mean, I know a little bit about the Gates Foundation. I don't know everything that they do. I know that they have been great supporters of public education and have given lots of money. I don't know what her complaint is. I mean, it's an interesting comment, and I'm not arguing. I just don't know what the complaint is.
Not sure either. Mary says pro-life.
That she's against that. Well, pro-life is not. Well, I guess it is kind of a movement rather than an organization.
Yeah, exactly. So we could maybe lump that in with another vote for Planned Parenthood, maybe.
Well, I guess they sort of they cancel each other out.
Yeah, true.
Can you imagine an organization saying that they were pro-death?
Pro-death.
Well, I guess euthanasia is to a certain extent.
Yeah.
And that's that whole thing there's, as I said, Frank Langella, whom I just mentioned, who's nominated for his work in The Father, plays a very similar role in Youth in Oregon, which is about euthanasia.
Mm.
And that idea of do I have a choice about how to deal with my final days, especially if I'm in pain or interesting questions. Then to a certain extent, I mean, this is the good news about technologies. It's given us, in some ways, I mean, I suppose we've always been able to take our own life, but it has had certainly huge consequences, and to be able to do it relatively painlessly and legally and be around people that we love during it. Again, I mean, there have been issues about this for probably as long as human beings have been alive.
Right.
But the idea that we are now to a place where we can fix things, we can make things less painful, we can make things better. And a lot of it is technologically based. The whole thing, I think it's a really interesting time to be alive, especially the issue about stem cells and gene therapy and individual medicine. We're going to have to take on the big pharmacology to get it done, but I think it's a doable task.
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
What else we got?
Connie says, Red Cross, had to deal with them after a fire. Very insistent I report to their aid station when I didn't need or want to. Just another body to list as someone they helped. In reality, they hindered and wasted an hour of my time during a very stressful period.
Yeah, you know, I think part of it is the do-gooders sometimes, because they're do-gooders, forget about efficiency. You know what I would do if I were you? I would write a letter to somebody very high up and suggest what the problem was and what the alternative as far as you're suggesting is. That maybe a phone call would have been okay. Because it's a legitimate complaint to an agency that is presumably trying to do better. They've had huge controversies in the past. So get to somebody high up and tell them what you think is a better way of doing things, all right? 855-993-7569. That's what we should all be doing.
On Facebook.com.
and twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the field and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, let's finish up our not being happy with organizations.
All right. We have Eileen, Wounded Warrior Charity, which disappointed so many of our soldiers. The contributions went to fund salaries and benefits for the charity, leaving our soldiers out in the cold.
Ooh, is that true? I actually did some work for them.
I don't know.
folks, before you give to a charity, one of the things you should do is check and see what the ratio of service to overhead is. And charities have to list that. If you're a nonprofit, you have to list it. I actually have a hat from them. That's depressing. All right, keep going.
And then Fifi gave us our last two. First says the Catholic Church, and then says Islam.
So she's not a fan of much religion at this moment, huh?
Doesn't sound like it.
Yeah. Okay, well, so much for, listen, the point of all this is not to disregard people, but keep an eye on things and hold people, you know, hold people accountable. I'll tell you, it's one of the reasons I started my foundation is I was giving money away and then realizing that they weren't spending it in a way that made any sense to me. And I thought, well, the only way to have any control over it is to, you know, to have my own kind of statement about how it gets done, so... Alrighty, let's I'll maybe make you a little happier. Although these are not the movies this week that are going to make you thrilled, but I'll try and do them anyway. All right, we won't bother with the fanfare, right? Because they're not very good movies. All right, we've got Keanu, which is about cats. The idea of the cat movies is funny. Mother's Day is got a great cast, but it's, you know, it's one of those movies that I don't know what's happened to the abilities of what used to be a really good filmmaker, which is, and we've got Julia Roberts in a strange wig, but we've got Gary Marshall is directing, and we used to love him. But as someone points out, if you look at the poster, even Jason Sudeikis is gritting his teeth. It's also got Jennifer Aniston, Kate Hudson, Julia Roberts. Again, kind of a disappointing kind of situation. But all right, I'll tell you what. Rather than tell you about the movies that are not going to make you very happy, let me tell you a couple about. And they're the best movies this week are the small movies. All right, so I'll just tell you about the good movies, and then. You can do according. Jungle Book will be the number one movie again. Eva Hess is a really interesting. I must say, I like art. I like modern art. I go to museums, but I didn't actually. I'd heard the name, but really didn't know very much about Eva Hess. This is a fascinating documentary about a woman who is really viewed as one of the, not only as a woman artist, but as an artist of the 20th century, as a transition. So. It's, if you like art, Eva Hess is a really interesting documentary. Ratchet and Clank isn't bad. I mean, it's one of those, you have to save the universe. But once you've seen Jungle Book, I think that all of a sudden, as far as I'm concerned, you want movies that matter as opposed to just be silly. The Man in New Infinity is Dev Patel and Jeremy Irons about... a brilliant Indian who actually ended up going to England to study. And it's kind of one of those little masterpiece theater masterpieces, which is interesting. I don't think it's going to do much business, but it's interesting. Pally Road is a movie that made me really anxious. It's got a really good cast. And what happens is we have a woman from China whose parents are very controlling, who goes to Hawaii to become a doctor, and she has, her boss has a crush on her, but she finds a guy who's from the mainland, and they have a romance, and they're in a, he asks her to marry him, and then there's a car accident. Car accidents seem to be a great staple of Hollywood movies. And then when she comes out of the coma, she's married to her boss, and nobody knows anything about the boyfriend, and her parents are giving her a hard time. And the most troublesome part about this is that she has a 5-year-old son. This movie, as far as I'm concerned, one of the reasons it made me anxious is because the implication, I mean, you're probably going to be able to figure it out, but the implication that we are our memories. And when our memories get disturbed, without the 5-year-old son, it would have been the Goldie Hawn, Kurt Russell movie, where she bumps her head and then becomes a different woman. So Pally Road is interesting and very well acted, but upsetting. Papa Hemingway in Cuba is an interesting movie. And I think, first of all, I mean, if you've been to Key West and seen his cats, and we all know about Hemingway, and actually Muriel makes a cameo appearance. But the major reason to see this is the guy who plays Hemingway is just terrific. I mean, he is. Giovanna Ribisi is also in it. Adrian Sparks plays Ernest Hemingway, and he's really wonderful. Julie Richardson's also in it. James Remar plays Traficante. It's a very interesting time in history, in American history, and in Cuban history, and especially with all the changes in Cuba. It's something that is worth seeing. So it's not a terrific movie, as far as I'm concerned, and I know a couple people who knew Hemingway who said it's not very accurate. I don't know anything about that, except to say that the guy who played Hemingway I thought was wonderful. So the four small movies that I would recommend, which probably no one's going to see, are Eva Hesse, which is, especially if you love art, The Man Who Knew Infinity, which is Geek City about studying theoretical physics, Pally Road, which is an interesting look at memory, even if maybe it won't make anybody anxious but me, but it did make me anxious, and Hemingway and Cuba, Papa, Hemingway and Cuba, which is a terrific performance by Adrian Sparks as Hemingway. Alrighty, so it's going to be another week where it's going to be a Jungle Book week, which it should be. Jungle Book is a terrific movie. It's made scads of money. It's been number one for 2 weeks. Will very likely be number one for another week. I know on Mother's Day I don't think people traditionally go to movies, but my guess is it will be number one and should be number one. Alrighty, and now for those of you who are upset about public institutions, we have one more news story which will add to your sense of angst, I suppose, which is Tennessee therapists can now refuse to treat patients based on religious beliefs. I'm not sure if it's their religious beliefs or the patient's religious beliefs. I don't know how they're going to figure that out. Presumably, we're talking about insurance company or state reimbursement, because I don't know how you can tell a therapist who they have to treat or not treat.
Yeah.
I mean, as a therapist, no one's ever said, you have to treat this patient or you're only allowed to talk with them about this. So, I mean, presumably the issue between patient and therapist or client and therapist is confidential. So I don't even know what that means, but... One more thing to worry about, folks. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved
loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas.